Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you know, I met someone once who didn't understand when they were in Birmingham why when they looked up into the sky, they didn't see Scotland.
That's not true.
Yes, 100% true.
How old was this person?
I'm 19.
Okay.
It was not good.
Yeah, that's still pretty bad.
Really bad. Really quite bad. This week, we're going to talk about the Spice Girls.
Oh, fuck, we need to talk about the fact that Jerry and Mel B had sex. Do you not know this? Helen's looking at me like I've grown an extra head.
Is that public knowledge?
Yeah. Look, it's on Lorraine.
Sorry, I've gone into shock. Jerry and Mel B
had sex. While they were in the OG Spice Girls, yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Isn't it the best thing you've ever heard?
That's the best thing I've ever heard. That's the best thing. Wait, which one's Mel B?
Scary Spice.
Okay. I just get Mel B and Mel C mixed up.
Mel C is sporty.
Mel B and do they and did they talk about it on Lorraine? Are they like open? It's not been leaked.
No, Mel B talked about it. Melanie Brown has claimed she and Jerry Horner slept with each other during the height of Spice Girls fame.
Amazing.
Brown, 43, said the pair slept together during the group's heyday and giggled about it after. She said Horner, 46, would kill her for revealing the reported encounter. Brown made the claim to Piers Morgan on Friday during the recording of an episode of his Life Stories programme. Brown, known during her time in the group as Mel B, reportedly nodded when asked by the Good Morning Britain presenter and renowned knobhead, "Did you sleep with Jerry?" The singer, who is bisexual, complimented Horner's great boobs.
It makes me a bit uncomfortable that Jerry Halliwell wouldn't be cool with it. So she's just, like, revealed
yeah.
that.
And she is reported to have said, "Jerry is going to hate me for this because she is all posh in her country house. But it's a fact. It just happened and we giggled at it and that was that. We were best friends." Oh. Have you ever done that?
And what did Piers Morgan say? He just feigns anger.
Oh my God.
We're not going to talk about Piers Morgan. I could just...
Yeah, no, let's just not. Now, this has come out. Emma Bunton has revealed the Spice Girls are loving the Jerry Horner and Mel B sex scandal.
Are they really?
Saying they laugh off any reports of tension, sexual or otherwise. The four-piece, which also stars Mel C, was said to be in turmoil with fears for their upcoming tour. Bunton addressed the hoo-ha on Lorraine.
Who? What are you reading this from?
The Evening Standard. Saying her bandmates were absolutely fine. "We are all in the studio laughing. We love the drama. We are having a ball."
We are having a ball?
Yeah.
I don't believe she said that. We all love the drama. We're having a ball. So...
I'm going to buy a new house. That's what she'd like to say.
They probably agreed that she was going to leak it, do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they all know each other better than, like... Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. They've done a whole life together, really. And experiencing that level of fame together. Fuck. There's only a few groups of people in the world who've, like, experienced that, like, level of fame.
One Direction, who also...
Might have been some gay action
Well,
there.
Listen, we can't say that.
We can't say who it was, but obviously you'd nosh each other. What else is there to do? Do you know what I mean?
Also, you're all so fit.
You're all so fit. That's it. Past a certain level of fitness, there is no gay or straight.
Yeah. Just fit.
Just fit. Yeah. If you're tens, who gives a shit?
But I heard with One Direction that was part of the reason for the split, was because
really?
It then got so awkward. Because I know you're saying like you know each other so well, but I think there's also probably a level of isolation, particularly...
Yeah.
So with the Spice Girls, there's a whole thing around the fact they were really curated and put together, and the same happened with One Direction.
Mm.
And I think... you're all really manufactured to look like you're this kind of naturally formed group of friends. But I imagine there's a level that you are not talking to each other and that you are performing together and feigning that friendship, and then you don't know what's going on behind closed doors.
Yeah, or that there's a certain level of Stockholm Syndrome as well, and that you've been placed together. Although with the Spice Girls, I mean, it is true that originally they were a manufactured thing, but they then took over the reins and became the Spice Girls themselves. So we can't deny the fact that the Spice Girls are the Spice Girls because of the Spice Girls.
Yeah, 100%.
Whereas One Direction were very much a manufactured X Factor situation.
Bring them all together because you won't make it on your own.
Who slept with who? We'll cut this out. Right, okay.
You're going to put it in, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to put it in.
I mean, it's a... Apparently, because...
Do you know who else has experienced it? The Friends.
The cast of Friends?
Yeah.
Boned?
No!
Oh.
That level of fame!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where all you've got is each other.
Yeah.
No one told your life was going to be this way.
I wonder if any of them did bone.
I don't
think they did.
I think they did. Well, who knows? We don't know, do we?
And we'll never know. Because they all kind of protected each other, didn't they? And they all fought to get paid the same.
Lisa Kudrow fought that battle.
Did she?
She's like this huge... Because she's so the opposite of Phoebe. Mm. She's a big... she loves unions. She's always marching with writers to fight for their rights for better pay.
Yeah, she's a legend.
She's an absolute babe. You're right about the fact they were manufactured and we shouldn't... Because people often use that as a way of devaluing the fact they were a movement, really, the Spice Girls, when they first... The whole, like, girl power... Them being really, like, strong and...
And if you think about... So it's, like, around... So when were the Spice Girls formed, Helen?
1994.
Okay. And then, like, peak fame was probably, like, what? 1997?
1996 was their single Wannabe.
Yeah.
Which hit number one in 37 countries.
Yeah. I mean, it was a level of fame that... And it preceded social media, everything like that. So they were just kind of everywhere.
Their debut album, Spice, sold more than 31 million copies worldwide, becoming the best-selling album by a female group in history.
Yeah. And that's never been surpassed, has it?
Don't think so.
No.
So they're good, yeah, good songs.
So, the 90s, yeah.
What a time.
What a time. And, you know, feminism wasn't really part of the public...
It was actually uncool, wasn't it?
It
was like feminism was something that people did in the past, and people were sort of separating themselves from that.
Mm.
But our generation, and maybe the generation above, like, there must be a direct impact between Spice Girls and girl power and reclaiming that identity of, like, womanhood and being a girl, and all of the movements that have followed. Not giving all the credit to the Spice Girls, but they're the only thing I can really remember in my kind of consciousness of being such a huge impact.
Of, like, feeling any kind of pride to be a girl whatsoever.
And power, and so much power.
Yeah, because I didn't know what feminism was, but I knew what girl power was, and that's, you know...
Yeah. And you knew what a Union Jack dress looked like, of which I do have one.
Do you?
Yeah, but I can't wear it since, like, everything got all racist.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie, Spice World?
I used to watch it at least once a week.
I've seen it so many times. It's one of my favourite films.
VHS.
You got it on VHS?
Oh, yeah.
Have you got a VHS player?
No.
Why have you got it on VHS?
But that's my nostalgia thing, is the box, is the taking it out of the box, having to rewind the video all the way
Remember the bit at the end, the credits, where they're, like, pretending they're in the cinema, the Spice Girls, and they're, like, picking everyone out, and they're going, like, oh, you're kissing. Art. High art. I fucking love Spice World. It's a great film. If you haven't seen Spice World, and you think that it's not going to be... entertaining.
Oh, you're wrong.
You're so wrong. It's got everything that you could possibly want.
Do you remember that bit where Jerry Halliwell's, well, one of them, it might be Mel B, is sexually assaulted by an alien?
Yeah. In exchange for gig tickets.
I think it's a real, like, representation of the culture at the time.
Yeah.
And Elton John driving the bus.
No, it's Meatloaf.
You're lying.
It's Meatloaf.
And Meatloaf driving the bus. Look, I was 7, guys. I've not watched it in a while. I just remember it was someone my mum loved.
Oh my God.
But that was the line in the film when he goes, when they say about the toilet being broken, so they've got to stop. Yeah. And then someone's like, oh, you need to fix the toilet, Meatloaf. And he goes, listen, I'll do anything for you girls, but I won't do that.
Yeah, the famous Elton John song.
Yeah,
you might. Oh, I feel stupid now. Is Elton John in the film at all?
Yes. He has a cameo and the girls kiss him.
Yeah.
Towards the start of the film, they're doing Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
And then they go backstage and Elton John's there and they give him loads of kisses and he leaves with those, like, red lipstick. Yeah. Listen, guys, just watch the film. It's fucking great.
You're going to want that tour bus with the swing.
The tour bus. When they go clubbing in the place in London and it's like all like 90s and everyone's in like the cool 90s clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, everything and, about it is so, if you're feeling nostalgic for the 90s, watch that film.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Alan Cummings
is in it. Yeah. He's not my mate. I tried very hard to get his phone number and or his attention. It didn't work out.
Tibby worked with him on Doctor Who.
Yeah, I worked with him on Doctor Who and he's lovely.
Is he nice?
He's so sweet.
I went to see him perform Alan Cummings' sappy songs.
Oh, I've seen him live as well. He's great.
He's really great. And then he had Club Cummings afterwards.
Were we not there together?
No.
Okay. We've never actually socialised outside this podcast. I went to Club Cummings in Edinburgh. It was really expensive, and my friend, I won't say her name, but she knows who she is.
It's me.
It's not you. Got really, really drunk and was, like, harassing Alan Cummings. And then I had to take her home because she was so pissed. And I was
Wasn't he on the stage?
Yeah.
She got on the stage?
No, she would have done if invited, but she was basically shouting out the name of his character from The Good Wife.
Oh, my God, that's
and trying
awful.
To get a photo
Eli!
With him. Eli Gold! And he was not having any of it. Understandably so.
Like, not to victim blame, he's got a club night in which he stands on the stage and essentially DJs called Club Cummings, where people go to see him.
Yeah.
Like, surely it's not surprising that people then are, like, losing.
No, he wasn't funny about it. He was really, he was, like, you
he
know,
just
really
didn't
chill.
Get down.
Yeah. It was weird, actually, because, like, seeing that and then meeting him in person, he's quite shy, actually.
That's interesting.
Yeah. He's a very gentle man. And, I've loved him for ages, and I was really, really.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Really starstruck when I heard he was going to be in the episode. It's the only time, really, that I've been, like, really properly scared to meet a famous person. But he's just so, like, understated and, like, he's just, like, this little Scottish guy and he's just, like, really gentle. And, like, I was trying to connect with him and trying to make conversation, but it's so hard when you idolise someone to connect because you're at a disconnect, you know what I mean? Like,
you already know so much about
him. Yeah, and I'd read his book, and I said to him, I've read your book, and his book is all about, like, his abusive childhood.
Yeah, it's a good book.
It's an incredible book. It's amazing. Yeah, we were just, like, we were on our way to film something. It was outside, it was raining, and I was just like, oh, I've read your book, actually, Alan. And he just went, ooh, dark. I was like, yeah, a bit, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
But he has an incredible life now.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Loads of different homes. Because he was famous. If you got famous as an actor in the 90s.
Sorted.
Oh, mate, your bank accounts.
Yeah, you're sorted.
You're absolutely sorted.
But, you know, still, because some of the panel show hosts who became panel show hosts however many years ago, who are still on the panel shows, have to be paid the fee that they were. They're not going to decrease the fee, Whereas now, obviously, like, fees have gone down a lot because it's extortionate.
Oh, really?
But certain people are still being paid. You know, they just rewind 20 years and we'd all be laughing.
Really?
Not that I'm on any panel. One day.
So Jerry left.
Oh, that was such
a dark day. Where
were
you when Jerry left?
So I was in bed and my mum came in with the newspaper and said, Jerry's left, and I cried and cried.
She did it. She pulled the plug at the height of their fame.
Where were you? You don't...
I don't remember.
Because you were seven.
Because I was seven.
We were in primary school, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I was sad.
My friend Sumit had a lunchbox with the Spice Girls on, and I remember being really surprised because he was a boy, and everyone was just really lovely about it, and I thought it was really cool. And then he was really sad that Jerry left.
Aww.
And I comforted him. He also stung his finger, I'm pretty sure that day or that week, on a nettle, and I had heard that you get dock leaves. So I was like, wait there, Sumit, and I went and got him some dock leaves, and I wrapped them around his finger, and they were stinking nettle leaves. And he cried even more. It's really bad. It was a dark time. We're not friends anymore.
That is the most on-brand story from your childhood I've ever heard. Don't worry. I'll go in and get you some... Don't worry. I'll help.
Where are you?
That's my Brummie accent. Listen, casting director for Peaky Blinders, call me. Don't call Helen, yeah?
Yeah, they don't care.
I'll learn the accent.
They do not care. Oi.
Listen, no fighting, no fucking fighting. There we go. She left, it was over,
yeah.
Then they came back.
Did you see the sign at the Brexit march saying Jerry Halliwell left the Spice Girls and look what happened to her? And everyone got really cross because they were like, Jerry Halliwell's had an incredibly successful solo.
Yeah, but not really.
I know, it's really like...
She's released a couple of bangers. If you haven't heard the song Look At Me by Jerry Halliwell, what are you doing? Stop this right now. Go to your Spotify app and listen to Look At Me by Jerry Halliwell.
Good?
Bonus points if you watch the video. Oh, it's a great song. And if you want to feel a bit narcissistic and fun, yeah.
Was that around the time that she left? Was that that first album that she released? Because do you remember? So she left and then she released this album. I think it was called Scream If You Want To Go Faster. Mm-hmm. And it had rude songs on it. And I snuck away to Woolworths that was at the end of my road and I bought it. And then my brother told my parents, Helen's bought this rude...
Oh, you snitch, Will.
Will, I'll never forget. I was so embarrassed because I hadn't bought it because it was rude. I bought it because it was Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah.
But it did have a song on it that was called like Sex or something.
Okay, I'm going to look it up Spotify right now.
And do you remember the music video for It's Raining Men?
Yeah.
Filth.
Oh, but she was just so fit. I mean, what else can you do? It's Jerry?
It is, it's Jerry.
Okay, these are the track titles for Jerry's album, Scream If You Want To Go Faster. First track, Scream If You Want To Go Faster.
Classic.
Second, Shake Your Booty, Cutie. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
How does it go?
I don't remember it that well.
Third track, Calling. Fourth track, Feels Like Sex.
That was it.
Circles Round the Moon. Love Is the Only Light. Strength of a Woman.
Oh, they're fine.
Don't Call Me Baby. Lovey Dovey Stuff. It's Raining Men, which is a cover of It's Raining Men. And I'm thankful to this song to drawing my attention to the original It's Raining Men, which is far superior in every single way.
Why redo it?
So now they're back. And it's not girl power anymore. It's people power. Drop me off.
Boo.
Not cool.
Not cool, man.
Just don't.
I thought it was a joke when I heard that.
I know. Just don't come back, actually. Just don't.
It's depressing, isn't it? Because it was such an important movement at the time. And it makes me not believe in what it was then either, because...
But it's like this weird thing where it's like, now I'm like, well, obviously they just said girl power to like sell albums or whatever because it was like different at the time. But now they're like trying to be different by being like, oh, actually we include men, we love men. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, you've always included men, that's not what it's ever meant.
But you're not a band of men.
But it shows a misunderstanding of what girl power meant in the first place.
Yeah.
Like we're all in... Once there's an equal society, then you can call it people power.
And until that day, don't do it.
Just be quiet. It drives me mad. And Jerry Halliwell loves the Tories.
Does she? She loves David Cameron?
She loves him. Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure she's a donor to the Tory party.
Okay, I'm gonna Google Jerry Tory. Yeah, well, always a great start on any Thursday.
I saw an awkward interview with them all about Brexit where Jerry was saying, look, we just need to all come together. This is always my mum's point. The thing about coming together, it always means that you have to lose your values in some way. And coming together, often what people actually mean is, so you all agree with me? Because they were all sitting on the sofa and she was like, we've all got very different politics, but we just come together. But she wasn't letting anyone else get a word in edgeways. Anyway.
I can't find it.
Maybe I've made it up.
Pop stars and their political parties. Great, great title for any...
I met Baby Spice.
Did you?
Very, very briefly.
When?
She had a show with Aled Jones called My Week in TV or something. Weekly TV. TV of the week. And I was promoting something and she was just so lovely. Just like the loveliest.
Oh, was she? Yeah. Oh, that makes me really happy.
And Aled Jones. They were just the loveliest, loveliest people.
Oh my God, so this was in 1996. I don't know if this... is this true?
Just say it and let's get sued.
Okay, in 1996, in The Spectator, Ginger Spice Jerry Horner declared, we Spice Girls are true Thatcherites. Thatcher was the first Spice Girl. That's the pioneer
right.
of our ideology, girl power.
Yeah, that sounds right. She loves it. She loves that kind of stuff. Mel
I'm
B.
I'm just putting the phone down now.
Why did you go nearer?
Yeah, come on, Mel B.
But this is what we always...
Because she was fit.
Yeah, she is
they're,
fit.
They're all gorgeous.
We say this all the time, though, that what's... The thing about the Spice Girls that they can't take away is it's not actually what they were or who they were or what Jerry Halliwell's politics was, but it's what it did and what it represented for all of us. And that's why it's always really frustrating when people come back. And it's like, I do understand because it must be annoying having been the Spice Girls.
But do you not realise you're pissing on our childhoods?
You're
pissing
it.
All over them.
It's like
don't do
back.
It, stop it.
It's like going back to a memory, and of course it's not going to be as you remembered it because your brain has made it either nicer or worse, and that's fine. But then maybe people are going to go and see them on tour and have a really lovely time. I don't want to take away from that. So why is Victoria Beckham not going back?
Because she doesn't want to.
She's a really respected fashion designer
right. She's really happy in her own life and has basically said singing and dancing was never... I was never good at it.
She wasn't.
And she just doesn't want to do it again. And fair. I respect the fuck out of that. I really, really do. Because there must have been so much pressure... To be like, oh, don't be a killjoy. Come on, do it again. And it's like, no, man, leave her alone. Like, she's done it. You know, she's been Posh Spice. She's never not going to be Posh Spice. Yeah.
But she's doing so well. Like, her fashion brand is really respected in of its own right, separate to the fact that she's already famous, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I worry about her.
Because of her husband.
Because of her husband. But we, again, are liable if we... delve into that. And she might be fine because...
She's got loads of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, as we've discussed, money doesn't make you happy. Not always.
I think it would make me a bit more happy.
It would make me specifically happy.
Please,
so
just a bit more money.
You can find us patreon.com/bitchingpodcast. Without a G. I don't know why I just said a G.
Bitching. It's like you're from Birmingham.
Bitching podcast.
Bitching pod.
Patreon.com/bitchingpodcast.
What's next on your list?
I think that's it.
Really?
Yeah, I think we've got enough there. I think we're done.
Listen, it's been a short one today because I've got to go meet a man about a dog.
And she's already late. She's already made herself late.
I'm late, but it's okay. I'd rather be here with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the Spice Girls. Spice up your life.
Spice up your life for the people of the world.
And do yourselves a favour. Don't pay £120 to go and see them live. Or whatever,
it's too late,
it
Tilly. They'll have bought their ticket by now if they are going.
This is true. Just watch Spice World.
Can we do a shout out to our friend?
Yeah, we've received a lovely message on Instagram from a girl called Jodie. And we just want to say... Hello, Jodie.
Hello, Jodie. You made our day. We both were so, so happy to hear your message and happy that you're listening. So
thank you very much for your support. It means the world.
And we should also say thank you to everyone who has given money to our Patreon page that we launched recently.
We've become cliches.
Yeah, we are those girls now, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we just want to say a big thank you to all of you.
Thank you so much. It really honestly means a lot.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Love you. Bye. Love you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.